This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yeah, DMV. You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 7:30 here on 106.7 The Fan is our official 2022 NFL preseason show. Season preview show, I should call it. We got real live football happening. How far are we out? We got an 8:05 kickoff tonight, 8:20 kickoff tonight. So we're looking at about an hour and 40 and change until we officially kick this bad boy off. Opening night of the NFL season is finally here. We have made it. Clap it up for that. Because we've made it. It's been a while. We're finally here. We have been starved. You know, I get hungry. So we have been starved of regular season football for 8 long months, and it's finally back. Bills and Rams will wet our whistle here tonight before we get a full slate of games on Sunday. Whew. I'm just glad we made it here. I am honestly, truly glad and thankful we made it here. I know a lot of us have been through some things in the past 8 months. I'm glad we were all finally able to reconvene here. And get ready for some foosball, folks. The National Football League is back. And what a treat we get on the opening night of the season. The defending Super Bowl champions, per usual, Sean McVay and his LA Rams, playing host to this year's Super Bowl favorite, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And you want to talk about a slobber knocker, as the great JR would say. A knockdown, drag him out brawl for week one. A little bit of injuries on both sides of the football for both teams. Matthew Stafford for the Rams dealing with a little bit of elbow inflammation. So he has been limited from a throwing standpoint all offseason long. They've been having to deal with that. On the other side of the football, the Buffalo Bills, without all-pro corner Tre'Davious White, that is going to be very key and interesting to see how they combat this explosive L.A. Rams offense. Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson. They got guys. Higbee, Akers. I mean, you name it. Van Jefferson. I mean, there are guys all over the place for the Rams. And what's so exciting about tonight for me is, you know, we knew going into this thing that Buffalo, right now in a lot of people's minds, are the odds-on favorite. For some reason, everybody sleep on the L.A. Rams, include your boy. I am also sleep on the L.A. Rams. I got the Bills tonight. But, man, the narrative, the reason I got the Bills is because I feel like I just know more than everybody. So, like, that's what I'm standing on when I'm giving my prediction. It's straight off knowledge. It's not about groupthink. It's not about anything else. I know more than you. And that's how I'm coming with it. But, look, the interesting thing for me, I have never, ever seen a Super Bowl winner with this little publicity, especially the fashion that they wanted in. I mean, it was a tumultuous regular season a year ago for the Rams, getting acclimated to life with Matthew Stafford. They dealt with injuries galore during the regular season, and they almost didn't make it to the postseason. I mean, it's not like they ran away with the division by any stretch. I mean, it was a real competition, and we're here now on the opening night of the season, and expectations sky high per usual for the LA Rams. There was a cute story on NFL.com. Ian Rappaport, who probably had this story for the entire offseason, waited to drop it. Aaron Donald, the reigning defending defensive player of the year. Well, he's not reigning defending defensive player of the year. Super Bowl MVP, Big guy. Great at football. I'll say that. He penned a retirement letter to the LA Rams during the offseason. They never submitted it to the league office. And now we're in a situation where Aaron Donald's running it back. They've got the band back together. OBJ apparently is going to choose between the winners of this game as to where he's going to sign. Yawn. I hate when guys try to hijack the moment. Odell Beckham, all offseason, has been hijacking every other NFL free agent, and I, quite frankly, am sick of it. I hope he just chooses a team and chooses it fast. Got to get healthy first. But, man, storylines galore in Bills versus Rams tonight. We'll continue to break off those storylines for you as we make our way throughout the show. When we come back, it's prediction time. That's what you do on an NFL season preview show. When we come back, my predictions for the AFC playoff picture. I'll give you my four division winners and my three wild cards on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. Lynnell Willingham here with you on the 106.7 The Fan NFL season preview show, which is brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Tropical Smoothie Cafe is teaming up with No Kid Hungry to help children, because when they shine, we all shine. Right now, $1 from every Sunshine Smoothie goes towards providing meals for the kids this school year. Sip it forward today only at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Terms and conditions apply. Welcome back. This is The Fan NFL season preview show, is brought to you by the Sunoco Go Rewards app. With the new Sunoco Go Rewards app, when you fuel, you save. So drop what you're doing, because rewards come first. Download the Sunoco Go Rewards app to find your nearest Sunoco and start saving today. Sunoco, fuel your best. And I'm fueling my best right now, because in about an hour or so, it'll really be ready. I'm actually mad I have to get on the metro and do the whole bit to get home, so I probably won't be there in time for kickoff. But that doesn't mean it's not happening. That doesn't mean that it's not real. If you're at home right now, if you're driving right now, going to get your wings, going to get whatever fatty beverages you're sipping on, I want to be right with you. I will be right with you in a matter of time. It's here, as I mentioned in the open. Eight long months without regular season football, and then lucky for us, we get a treat. Night one of the NFL season, the defending Super Bowl champion LA Rams taking on the Buffalo Bills. And right now, we're into official score and prediction. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, I'll give my AFC and NFC playoff predictions. Right now, though, going to give you official score and predictions. Which I guess comes with the score, right? And all day I've had to think about this. All offseason I've had to think about this. Ever since the schedule was officially released, there was just this crazy stat that I saw earlier today that really is dictating who I'm going to choose in this football game. Because I found out that Sean McVay, to be his sixth year as a head coach of the Rams, Sean McVay and the LA Rams have never been under 500 in his entire tenure, which is why I'm going with the Rams tonight. I'm a man of numbers. I'm a man of fact. The fact that, first of all, I needed to bang my head against the wall when I saw the stat, because the fact that he's that great at what he does, and we had him here in D.C. in our building, in our facility, and now he's doing it somewhere else, makes you feel like a crazy man. But the fact is real. Sean McVay, since he has taken over as the head coach of the Rams, that team has not been under 500, not once. Not once. So tonight, if they do lose to Josh Allen and the Bills, it'd be their first time being under 500 under the leadership of head coach Sean McVay, and I just don't think it's possible. Interestingly enough, though, from an X's and O's standpoint, there are, you know, several reasons why I think the Rams should be favored tonight. We mentioned it earlier. In the secondary, they're going to be relying on rookie cornerback Kaiir Elam to really dictate things for them. In the secondary, they're obviously missing Tre'Davious White. And when you got to go up against the bad man that is Cooper Kupp, the man that set the National Football League on fire a season ago, it's tough sledding, and it's going to be an uphill battle. But the thing that Buffalo has going for them is I am a firm believer in their pass rush. They added Von Miller this offseason, And really the most slept on addition I felt like this offseason for the Bills was the addition of a former commander, former Virginia Tech Hokie. Big Timmy Settle in the middle of that defense, I think, is going to wreak havoc against opposing teams this season. I don't think it starts tonight, though. I really expect it to be a knockout, drag-em-out brawl. If you're a gambling man and you want to talk about overs and unders for tonight, slam the under. It's week one. Offensively, the way it works in the National Football League, normally the defenses are ahead of the offense for the first couple of weeks until you're able to get in that rhythm, that groove. And right now I think for both teams, it's going to be a struggle to score because these are two very good defenses. Last year the Bills finished with the best defense in football. And the Rams, we all know they have the best defensive player in the history of the sport, in my opinion, on the other side of the football. If I had to give you a score, give me the Rams 23-18. Now, I know you're thinking that's probably a crazy score. I'm expecting all types of follies and bloopers and blundles from the special teams units of both teams, skill position guys from both teams. It's week one. And for the Rams, they didn't play their guys at all during the preseason, so I know they're going to be knocking off some rust early on in the game. I don't think points will be easy to come by in this one. Book it. I like the LA Rams over the Bills 23-18. Got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, I promise you it was on the way. My official playoff predictions for both the AFC and the NFC. Which one am I going to give you first? Got to stick around for that. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Four minutes past 7 o'clock here in our nation's capital. We're about an hour away from the official start of the NFL regular season. Bills and Rams get us underway. And right now, you're tuned in to 106.7 The Fan's 2022 NFL preview show brought to you by Waldorf Honda. Waldorf Honda has the lowest prices on the block. Don't be fooled by others teasing prices that won't be honored. No hassle, no surprises. 0% APR on select models in the area's largest inventory of certified Hondas and pre-owned vehicles. Make sure to visit WaldorfHonda.com for more details. Now that we got that out of the way, it's time for some predictions here. It's NFL season preview show, right? We got our playoff predictions for the AFC. Stallion, fire up the music. Rapid fire here. We'll go division winners, then I'll give you my 3 wild card teams. We'll start in what I like to refer to as the best division in the National Football League, the AFC West. And I think there's a certain quarterback that's going into his 3rd year in the National Football League that is really primed to take the next step in his career. My division winner for the AFC West, which is also my number one seed for the AFC, is Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers. For good reason. That division, I know, is a juggernaut. But the additions that the Chargers made defensively, J.C. Jackson, you add Khalil Mack. Couple that with what they've already got in the secondary. You get a healthy Derwin James back. Defensively was a struggle for the Chargers last year. They get healthy plus make some additions. I think that group will be drastically improved. And then we all know the cast of weapons that they have on the offensive side of the football. Can I give you a name that you all should be paying attention to? Donald Parham. The tight end for the Chargers, I think, might be primed for a breakout year. And then Mike Williams. Everybody this free agency thought that they were going to have a chance to pry him out of L.A. He re-signed. Ink is still drying on the contract. Brand spanking new. I think he has a breakout year. I really look for Justin Herbert in this offense to take a significant step forward. The offensive line, as we all know, one of the best in football. Anchored by Rashawn Slater, one of the best offensive tackles in football. He's ready for his 2nd season on the job. And I think they get it done. They end up as the AFC's number one seed. My 2 seed in the AFC is the division winner for the AFC East, and it's the team that's playing tonight, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. You look at them adding Von Miller, and I think last year, the way their season finished, losing in heartbreaking fashion against Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs, I think it has a carryover effect and provides motivation for that group all season long. They don't have the most daunting schedule in the National Football League, and when you play in the AFC East, you understand that. I think they'll mop over the rest of the division and then make things interesting toward the end of the season, but ultimately, I think they end up as our two seed, and I think they ultimately win the AFC East. Now to the AFC North, which I have as my third seed in the AFC. Man, the Ravens got healthy this offseason. Lamar Jackson, in search of a new contract, I think goes bonkers. He's one of my sleeper MVP candidates for the year. I think Lamar Action Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens come away with the AFC North crown, and I think it's good enough for them to be the three seed in the conference. I'll give you my season award winners before we get off here, but J.K. Dobbins, before injury in his rookie season, went bonkers. A guy that's physical in between the tackles, good pass catcher. Baltimore's got it all figured out offensively, in my opinion, despite what people may claim. I think Rashad Bateman is in for a huge year. And the kid that they drafted out of Coastal Carolina, Isaiah Likely, pairing him with Mark Andrews, arguably the Ravens have the best pass-catching duo at the tight end spot in the National Football League, and I don't even really think it's up for debate. I really don't. If Greg Roman gets his head out of his you-know-what and allows Lamar Jackson to throw the ball on a consistent basis, the Ravens are going to be one of the most difficult offenses in football to stop, which is why I not only have them winning the AFC North, I have them as my three seed in the AFC overall. My four seed, and this is where I'm getting crazy here, so listener beware. My four seed, the winner of the AFC South, it's got to be Dougie P and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hear me out. Hear me out. You come here for my bold predictions, and I got them for you. You want to talk about a culture being completely changed and revamped. Everybody you talk to within the Jacksonville market has nothing but great things to say about what Doug Peterson has done this offseason to really do a complete 180 from what they were dealing with the season ago with Urban Meyer, had the coach kicking kickers, staying after on road trips. I mean, he was doing all kinds of funky stuff. Doug Peterson is a man that's got some pretty large kahunas after we saw what he did in the Super Bowl. But, man, how great of a scenario is it for Doug Peterson? You get exiled out of Philly, and then you come back, and your first chance to get a second crack at being a head coach in the National Football League, you get to work with arguably the best college football prospect at the quarterback position since I've been born. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, everybody knows it, was a can't-miss prospect, which is why I think they're going to take a significant jump forward this year. Not to mention, they blew the rest of the NFL out this offseason in the amount of money that they spent this offseason on free agents. The additions, I mean, I can go on all show long about them. Some of the specific ones that I think will make a key impact on the offensive line, Brandon Scherff, former Washington Commander. I think he goes there and provides much-needed leadership along a relatively young offensive line, and I think he helps provide leadership overall for that entire offense. And keeping it on the offensive side of the ball, they add Christian Kirk from the Arizona Cardinals, one of the premier deep threats in the National Football League. I'll tell you this. The Jacksonville Jaguars will not be lacking speed on the offensive side of the ball. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be in for a stellar sophomore season. And I'll even go as far as to say this. I think Trevor Lawrence's sophomore season could be so special that after the year is over, he will have elevated himself into that conversation of being one of the best young quarterbacks in the National Football League. If you're a gambling man, take what I just said, run to your local sports book, and put your whole damn life savings on it. The Jacksonville Jaguars will win the AFC South because I told you so. My wild cards for the AFC, I only got three of them here for you. My first wild card, who I think will be the fifth seed in the AFC, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And here's why. Everybody wants to talk about the loss of Tyreek Hill offensively, but what we don't talk about is the additions that they made on the offensive side of the ball. The kid Sky Moore that they drafted, going to be an absolute stud. the running back, Isaiah Pacheco, going to be an absolute stud. Travis Kelce, still one of the best tight ends in football. And I think Juju Smith-Schuster is going to provide Kansas City with that possession threat on the outside that they haven't had in a while. Somebody on the outside playing wide receiver that can make 50-50 catches, that is going to be physical at the point of attack. And I think Juju Smith-Schuster and Jackson Mahomes will be making TikToks all season long. My second wild card team, you all know I couldn't go listing my AFC contenders without listing the man in the team that I feel like I really discovered. Because last August, when I was telling people about Joey Beans Burrow, people looked at me like I had two heads. I was the leader of the Joe Burrow fan club. I knew the man I call Beans was going to either get down or lay down. And that's when he told the rest of the National Football League, taking the Cincinnati Bengals all the way to the Super Bowl? Come on. I mean, it's hard to bet against a team like that. They improved their most glaring weakness this offseason, which was that offensive line. I think they'll be, you know, marketably improved at that spot. And then they've still got the best trio of wide receivers in football. Tyler Boyd, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. I mean, you name me a group of corners who wants to see that on a week-in, week-out basis, I'll tell you a group of corners who are damn crazy. My last and final AFC wild card prediction. It's another team from that AFC West. And I'm not riding with you, despite who's the host right now. I think it's going to be Derek Carr in the Las Vegas Raiders. Hear me out. I read a story online earlier today about the relationship between Derek Carr and his new wide receiver, Devontae Adams, who they pooched away from the Green Bay Packers for next to nothing. When you've got a wideout that you're throwing to that is genuinely like your best friend, I mean, it makes life so much easier. You couple Devontae Adams with Darren Waller and then Hunter Renfro in the slot. Josh Jacobs is no slouch. They drafted Zamir White. I mean, offensively, they are loaded. But that's not the reason why I think the Raiders make it back to the postseason. Their most significant addition this offseason was on the defensive side of the ball. Chandler Jones, putting him on the opposite side of Max Crosby, is going to spell bad news for opposing offensive coordinators, and I think it's going to help the Las Vegas Raiders punch their ticket to the AFC playoffs. My sleeper, I got a sleeper for you before you get out of here. I got to get to the break. I got a sleeper for you. The Miami Dolphins, and I know they're probably not a sleeper in a lot of people's eyes, but I'm not buying them to dethrone the Bills in the AFC East. I'd be a crazy man if I did that. But would it surprise me if at the end of the season, the Dolphins were one of the three wild card teams out in the AFC? No. And I'll tell you why. I am a believer of Tua Tagovailoa. I think, let me actually walk that back. I'm not as much of a believer in Tua as I am a believer in the combination of Tua, Mike McDaniel, and Tyreek Hill. When you have weapons like they have offensively in Miami, guys that are just track stars, Tua doesn't have to push the ball down the field on a consistent basis. They're going to be able to dice teams up horizontally in the passing game, and I think it's going to open up the vertical element of their passing game. And hopefully, Tua can tap back into some of that Alabama greatness that we saw. He was one of the best deep ball throwers in college football when he was there. So this notion and narrative that he's going to struggle to push the ball down the field is lazy to me. I'm not saying you should put all your chips on them, but this Dolphins defense a year ago was real. Fifth in the NFL in sacks, seventh in the NFL in yards per attempt, and then eighth in takeaways. I mean, this is a group that is legit on the defensive side of the ball. Now that they have real weapons offensively and a real head coach offensively, I think they're going to do the damn thing. Got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, my NFC playoff predictions. Commanders fans, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned to this. Don't go anywhere. Lynnell Willingham here with you on 106.7 The Fan's 2022 NFL season preview show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lynnell Willingham here with you on 106.7 The Fan's NFL preview show. Couple of minutes left here. We'll run through our NFC playoff predictions. My number one seed in the NFC is playing tonight. The LA Rams, I think the defending Super Bowl champions, reclaim their throne and are going to be the number one seed in the NFC. They'll win the NFC West easily. My two seed in the NFC is going to be the winners of the NFC East. I believe in Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they'll be the two seed in the NFC. I also think that they'll win the NFC East. My three seed is the winner of the NFC South, famous Jameis, in the New Orleans Saints. I got the Saints as my three seed in the NFC. I also think they win the NFC South. My four seed in the NFC, the Green Bay Packers. I think they win the NFC North. Now to our three wild card teams here. The Bucks are going to be wild card team number one. I think Tom makes it back to the big dance, makes it back to the postseason tournament, excuse me. Whether or not he makes it to the big dance, still to be seen. They are my first wild card. My second wild card is our cousin Kirk in the Minnesota Vikings. I think they're in for a big year offensively. It's going to be about whether or not they can stop anybody. My final NFC wild card team, the locals, the Washington Commanders. I think we sneak in there as the seventh seed. My surprise teams, who could also potentially make the postseason, the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, and the San Francisco 49ers. We got about a minute and a half left here. Let's go through my award winners for the season. If you're into placing futures bets, listen and tune up your radio right now. My MVP for the 2022 season resides in L.A., but he's not playing tonight. Baby Jesus, as I like to call him, Justin Herbert, I expect to win the NFL MVP. He's going to have a monstrous third season at the helm. Last year broke all types of records for being a second-year quarterback. I think it continues this year. My offensive player of the year, Skol, Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. I think he's going to play the Cooper Kupp role in this new Kevin O'Connell offense, and I think he thrives because of it. My defensive player of the year comes out of the AFC West, and it might be a little bit of a surprise for some. I like Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Max Crosby as my defensive player of the year. Having a legit running mate on the opposite side of him in Chandler Jones makes his life a hell of a lot easier, and I think he capitalizes off of it. Offensive rookie of the year resides here in our nation's capital. I like Jahan Dotson. I think he's going to be somebody that's going to see a high volume of targets, and I think he'll be able to capitalize on those targets. My defensive rookie of the year is the number one overall pick. Psych! It's not. Aiden Hutchinson, the real number one overall pick. He resides in Detroit with the Lions. I think his Hard Knocks revelation continues. Had a good preseason as well. My comeback player of the year is up by 95 in Baltimore. I like J.K. Dobbins. And my coach of the year, after picking the Jags to win the AFC South, I've got to go with Doug Peterson. We're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've made it. Enjoy the football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.